Julian's Omora Textile Factory. Julian's Omora Textile Factory was built during the first fourth of the 19th century by Gaspar Vicedo and Tomás Molina, two brothers-in-law that took the initiative. At the end of this century, in 1890, their heirs sold the facilities to Julia German's society. It has been proved that all the factory lifetime was focused on working as a fulling mill and producing textile products, although the discovery of half of a millstone would point out that just before this factory, a flour mill could have been installed. It remains unknown the moment when the mill stopped working, although some oral testimonies declare that it was in 1940 decades. Once the mill stopped working, materials as iron, tiles, and wood beams were sold and reused for other functions. The large size the factory reached is the best proof to show that this mill was the biggest one in all the ravine. Among all these rests, apart from those ones that belong to the factory, we can highlight the base of an ancient iron bridge and a little chapel. As a curiosity, according to a worker oral testimony that was present when the mill was closed, this baptistery was brought by himself to the Bocairen Santo Cristo Chapel, where it still remains. Moreover, there are a lot of inscriptions on the walls, and among all of them, there are some circles and geometric forms that are highly relevant, as well as a lot of calculation notes. The landscape that surrounds this facility is an example and testimony of how the water becomes the most important element of every mill located in this ravine. The Julian's Diversion Dam, located just down Beneito's first and second, the irrigation canal on the left hand of the ravine, or the aqueduct located next to the factory are the best examples.